Got to be disappointed. You texted me, you know, just a few days ago, not getting those final games in. Sure, you get some more rest, get some reps at practice, but still not the same as being in a game. So, boy, what a layoff right before the district tournament, huh?
Yeah, it's been rough. You know, we had Chapel. That was just kind of player availability on both ends. They ended up rounding up 9, and we were at 8, which, you know, if the juniors had won their district game the night before, we wouldn't have been able to field the team regardless. So, you know, just something that kind of happens, and that's just part of it that time of year. And then, you know, Gehring had – I've heard a few different things gone down, but I know it basically comes down to they had some disciplinary issues that they didn't have enough players. So, you know, there's another 2 games that we lost out on, and then Minden had a football camp that we found out about that they let Greg know about a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we tried scrounging, but it's just tough when you get into this point of the year because, you know, people have their schedules set like they do for a reason. So, you know, we did what we could, but in the end, instead of trying to add dates and stuff like that, we just scrapped it and you know, we're trying to stay as competitive as we can in practice. Tyler McCarty, he coached our Junior B 14U team this year. He told me about this camp going on in California that they developed a new game that it's basically a 4-on-4-on-4 version of baseball. You're still, you know, it's still the same game, but it's, you know, the way you rotate through and do different teams, it changes things up a little bit. So we've been implementing that, and you know, we're getting as many live reps as we can, but like you said, it's just tough to replicate.
Would those games down the stretch, you would have picked up, well, we'll say picked up some wins, would they have changed the pairing situation? Would you have still played Gothenburg no matter what, or would it maybe played somebody else?
You know, I think we were probably just kind of looking at where everybody else was at. It's based off of win percentage, so even if we picked up, I mean, say we win before the district seeding tournament, say we win, what would we have had, 4 games, so if we, you know, go 17 and I can't remember what we are now. I think we're 13-12. So say we went 17-12 going into the seeding meeting, we would still probably be at the 3 seed. Ogallala, actually, they basically got penalized because they played more games. You know, I really thought they were going to be a clear-cut 1 seed. Their overall record was 19-9. But Minden got the 1 seed over them because they were ended up, I think, 11-4 or 12-4. So, you know, where really Minden didn't play as many games, and, you know, maybe they win all those other games, but, you know, overall, Ogallala won those games. So, you know, I think it could have maybe moved us to a 2 seed if things just happened different, but, you know, I think we were kind of stuck where we were, and, you know, we're comfortable where we're at. Really, we'd be comfortable with any seed because we've, you know, at least split, if not swept, every team in our district so far.
And to get a chance to play in your home field, that's a great thing with not having to get in a car and go to Broken Bow a long road trip or Ogallala road trip. Playing your home field, that's got to be worth something right there, isn't it?
No, it's huge because, I mean, you can tell the kids are, who isn't used to playing at home? Who doesn't want to play at home? So, you know, on the one hand, we lost out on couple home games with, you know, Chapel and Minden, but then, you know, we have these home games. So, yeah, you know, the kids are excited. They, you know, you have the fair in town, and of course I'm kind of I think it's just me getting older. I'm thinking, man, that's just going to be a lot of noise and more distractions, but you know, they're kind of excited that, you know, practice last night, you could hear the music going over there while they were trying to get things set up, and I think just everything kind of surrounding this time of year, the guys are just really excited about. So, you know, the JC's complex is a great setting for baseball. So, I think any chance we get to host these tournaments, it's you just got to jump at it and, you know, embrace it and get as many games as you can out of it.
And bring on the Melons. You've seen him before. You see him again, and they'll give you a test, won't they?
No, they will. And I was just telling the guys last night at practice that, you know, we will dictate what we do. You know, the first time we played them, it was like a 4-run game that we just kind of ran away with. And, you know, the guys were really confident. Then we go up there, and there was just some It was just a weird game when we went and saw them up at their place, but the version of us that showed up is not, you know, our most quality product, and the guys know that, and that was kind of the thing that I said, you know, even when we showed up not to play, we still played them, and it was a one-run game, so, you know, they're confident going into it, but it's more of a we're not going to let that happen again mentality, you know, not to overlook anybody, but I think that they're just, these guys know that we are a different team than the last time we played them, and I think they're excited just to go get that one back.
And, of course, the other games, Minden and Broken Bow, Ogallala, Holdridge, your thoughts in those first-round games also on Friday?
Yep. You know, I just looking at it, I'm looking at the bracket right now. You know, Minden and Broken Bow, I just don't know that there's a single gimme. I don't think there's any one this is going to happen. So that's what, you know, if we would lose, then we're playing the winner of Minden and Broken Bow. If we win, then we play the winner of Ogallala Holdridge, which, you know, again, any of those matchups we're perfectly comfortable with. You know, it's really no secret that whoever, you know, manages their pitching the best is usually going to go the deepest and do the best. And really, it's just depth of pitching is the key there. So, you know, everybody's going to be throwing their number ones day one. So, you know, after that, we're confident with anybody. So, our best scenario is whatever scenario we get, honestly, is what I have just kind of decided on.
And all your pitchers should be well rested, that's for sure, with not a lot of work the last week or so.
Oh yeah, you know, nothing with the I'm very vocal about what I feel about pitch counts and the mandatory rest days and stuff like that, but yeah, you know, we've had plenty of time off, and you know, the past week we've been doing those that live scrimmage simulated game stuff, so they're still getting reps, they're getting, you know, decently live looks and good innings, but, you know, like I said, it's hard to replicate that, but yeah, they're saying we're keeping them up and we're going to throw some more short bullpens the next few nights, and then we'll be ready to go Friday.